Toby, you were here last week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you summarize last week's teaching? I know you have the same stock with Chioma, so I know that. I thought you were jotting down last Wednesday. I saw you writing stuff, so you know. Okay, Sister Dupe wants to help us. Thank you so much, Sister Dupe. Thank you. Chioma, I want to do heart to it. Just talk from your spirit what you received.
Those needs can be addressed, and because of that,
you know, he goes around, goes to prophet, goes to Babalawos just for those who he met. But then that thing is in life. When man was made, that man was not supposed to live. His needs were not supposed to be his life. And we have been sold a lie, and then we try to define what a lie is. A lie is a bondage. So man has been put in this, you know, has been bound by spirit. That's all he sees. He doesn't see anything outside of that cage. Meanwhile, the spirit that puts man in that prison sees beyond what man sees. He has a much higher goal than what he has placed in man, placed man on. And as a result of that, if man stays on that terrain, he will always be low. But then we need to come higher, where we're operating in a realm where even the spirits cannot understand. They don't even see it. And because they were made by faith, they must respond to faith. So if we ascend higher and walk in the spirit, they won't be able to tell us. They won't be able to define or understand what it is that we're doing. And then from there, you now move to the end, talking about the end and how the man of the end is supposed to be. How the man of the end, we're going back to the beginning. The end is the time of going back to the beginning, because in the beginning, he said, let us make man in our image. And that image is man being childlike. So we have been sold this lie of how we should be men and adults, taking us away from childhood, and how the end is the time of going back to that beginning. Then he spoke about Revelation 12 and how the lady, the woman, had the child, and then the right hand. Not the child, but the children.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Our Father, we thank you for today. You have brought us again to a place of your pasture. We thank you for what the throne is provided already. Thank you for the food in the spirit. Thank you for helping us to come there and eat. Thank you for preparing this place, this natural realm, this place at Lekki, that you have agreed to bring a place that interfaces with the realm of the spirit. And thank you for the meal already provided. We thank you for strength to eat. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for grace that is at work. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the things you have done already for this day. Thank you, our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for special anointing upon everybody here. Their hearing will hear. There will be understanding. There will be help. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Quickly, let's open to the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. worship you, Jesus. Thank you for the tongue. Thank you for the tongue. Thank you for the things you have done. Thank you for the word you have spoken. We receive everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we give you the glory. Jesus, we give you the glory. Jesus, we thank you. We give you the glory. Jesus, we give you the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we honor you today. Chanosika. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I have an intention now to just, we'll go down again, then later we'll build up. We'll go down, then we'll build up. Praise the Lord. We check our foundations again, and then we'll go up again. Hallelujah. And it's good we do this so we can collect those who are there and take them up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Open to Ephesians 1. Shout hallelujah. Praise Him. Read from verse 1.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faith of Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Christ. According as He hath chosen us in Him, before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein we are made accepted in the beloved. 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath proposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him, who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom he also trusted after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. 15. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, seek not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that he may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that I will not read for you. Can read that. Maybe we might get there later. But I believe everything about chapter 1 has been captured. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We can see that Paul said some words before he began to pray for the Ephesian church. He said some things from 1 to 14. So he ended it in 14 before the prayer. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until what? The redemption of what? Of the purchased possession. Unto what? Unto the praise of his glory. Now what warrants that can be seen in 13. Hallelujah. In whom also ye trusted, after ye believed, ye had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In whom also after you believed, you were sealed. Not so? With the what? Holy Spirit of promise. After you believe, what happened to you? You were sealed with what? With the Holy Spirit of promise, which is what? The earnest of our inheritance. So, unto what? Unto the redemption of the purchased possession. So the issue here is inheritance, not so. So you can pick out something from that one, chapter 1, before the prayer, that Paul was talking mainly about the issue of inheritance. Inheritance. That Paul was talking about the issue of inheritance, and that they have received the part payment or the token of the inheritance, which is the Holy Ghost. The day I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I am sealed. I was sealed. Remember? We were all sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Holy Spirit of promise. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is whose spirit? The Spirit of promise. Now I love the word promise. What God promised. And what God promised is what we ought to inherit. So we can still say, Holy Spirit of inheritance. Is that understood? Now, I want us to see Galatians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to see Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. We will read to 14, not so. Yes, 3:13 to 14.
Jesus Christ,
that we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
This verse has been misunderstood. Christians have used this verse. It's not their verse. This is not our verse. This is not what Christ redeemed us from. Christ did not redeem unbelievers or the Gentile man from the curse of the law. You are not under the curse of the law. The Jews are the one that are under the curse of the law. If you're going to check the way it was being used in that verse, verse 14 will also give you an idea. Let's see, 14, that the blessings of Abraham, not so, might come on who? So you can see that the focus is not the horse there are the Jews. Those who are supposed to benefit also are the Gentiles. Now, the cause of the law is one of the greatest, is the strength that the Jewish people have as honing the law. They hone the law because of the curse that is hanging, that is being attached to the law. So if you want to know the cause of the law, it's in Deuteronomy 28. So God wasn't cursing the Gentiles. God put a curse. God laid before the children of Israel blessing and curse. You get me? You see, that blessing and curse is not the blessing of Abraham. Those are blessings as a result of Abraham. I hope I'm talking to you. All those things, blessed be your basket, blessed be her. So you can see that. So you can see a Gentile man, why the Jewish would easily prosper in the natural is because they own the law and the law owns them. Jesus is exalted. Did you get what Christ is saying? Eh? What happened to them? What did I say? They honed the law, and the law honed them. So for them to partake of the new covenant, Jesus has to fulfill the law for them. Because the Lord has a demand, a claim of ownership that the Jewish people or Israelis cannot come into the New Testament as long as the law still has claims. This is amen. The law, as long as the law still has claims, the Jewish people cannot come into the New Testament. And if the law is claiming, has claims and debt that ought to be paid, there can never be a bringing in of another law. Am I talking to you? So Jesus has to pay the debts of the Jews for them. And by doing so, praise the Lord. Then Jesus, after paying the debts of the law, then he has the right of way to take away the law. He will slay it. That's the time he slew the law. Are you listening to me? Because the law is an enemy of the Gentiles.
Yes.
Now, the reason for the cross, are you seeing that cross, was to stop the law of Moses. That law will have continued because it was enacted, initiated, are you getting me, also inaugurated, are you getting me, through blood of bulls and goats. I hope I'm communicating. Yes. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you can ask me why. Then you can know why Paul wrote the book of Galatians. Because the Gentile Christians wanted to begin to practice Judaism. He now told them, who had bewitched you, oh foolish Galatians? Are you getting me? How can you start in the spirit and then be made perfect by the flesh? The flesh there is the law, because it's carnal. I hope I'm talking to you. Now, the Why? What happened was this. After this Galatian church had been established to a degree, they were on their way to being fully founded. Then certain Jews who are Christians came into that company and began to teach them that they have to obey the law of Moses. That just believing in Jesus Christ alone is not enough. So God...
Even the curse of the law, even the curse that hung even on the law of Moses for those who could not fulfill the law, for God, those who could not see even to the end of the law. For I was also made sin, not just for the Jews alone, but I was made sin even for the whole world. I was made sin even for to take away sin from the shoulders, even as a burden from the neck of all the world. I was made death for to set humanity free. I was made sin for to set humanity free. For I set the Gentiles free. I also set the Jewish man free from the curse of the law. I paid the price in full. I took both the law and even everything that is sin and death out of the way. I destroyed and slayed it when, even in my body, even upon the cross. For I brought freedom, even true freedom, even complete freedom, even absolute freedom to humanity, yea, even to the Jews. For I have made you free. I have made you free. I have made all men free. I have set aside that which is old. I have also set aside even the old covenant. I have made everything of the old past. I have brought in that which is new. I have made humanity free. I have brought humanity into freedom.
We give the glory to God. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want us to see the word redemption in Galatians. Amen. Chapter 3. For Christ has redeemed us. Now, redemption is buyback. We were under the law. Christ bought us back. Took us away by paying the debt of the demands of the law. How? The Jews enjoy the privilege of the law. Amen. That's why no Gentile can enjoy the law as the Jews did. It's not a free law. You can't enter that law and use it. Praise God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because there is a curse attached to it. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you seeing what I'm trying to say? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
So I just want to know what you quote so that you have to be careful what you are quoting. So it wasn't you that was redeemed from the curse because you were not under the law. Therefore you are not under the curse. That's the word. For as many that are under the law are under the curse thereof. Why? Because curse is everyone that does not do all that the law demands. Because if you break one law in the law of Moses, you are guilty of the rest. So no one was free. Do you get me? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
No, so you can't go ahead and say, I want to keep 10 commandments. You can't keep it. Because no man can keep it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you get what I'm saying, trying to say to you? You can't keep it. Jesus has to. It's only Jesus who kept it. And Jesus kept it by his power. And to fully finish the keeping of it, Jesus has to be hung on the tree. Because that is the way to pay the law. Are you getting me? For his claims, he demanded death from the Jews. For all the times that the law was hanging, it was demanding from the Jews that you have not fulfilled your what's debt. You are still owing me. Things are still remaining. So that gap was there. That debt was hanging. So Christ came and fulfilled it. That's why scripture will say in Romans, for Christ is the end of the law. That's our Lord Jesus. Jesus is actually was the end of the law. Now no one fulfilled the law but our Lord Jesus Christ. Now curse is everyone that is already where? Under the law. Now the best penalty, the way to avenge, the way to pay the debt of the law is for one man to be made curse. So curse hanged on him. It was made cursed on the tree. That's the penalty. Because curse is everyone that what? Hanged on the tree. So on the tree, all the debts of the law that the Jewish couldn't fulfill. I hope you're listening to me. What happened to it? Went on Christ. Christ paid it. Isn't that suffering on the cross? Was also a redemption. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the Jewish people to be free from the hold of the law. So that a new law will what? Can be, can start. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear my spirit. Oh, what a day. Oh, what an hour when the Son of God hung on the tree. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a dark hour. Yea, what a dark hour when the Son was made sin even on the cross. Oh, what a day. Spirits looked on. Good spirits, angels looked on. Evil spirits, Satan looked on. Looking at the wisdom of God that was at play beyond the comprehension of all creatures. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day when the Son was made a curse even upon the cross. What a day when he was made sin even for all humanity. Oh, what a day. Oh, what wailing. Oh, what tears. Oh, what pain. Oh, what agony when that which is even the reign of the adversary, when that which is even the claim of death, when that which is even the strength of sin was broken when it was tied and fully raised, fully walked into the Son of God. For he was made sin, for he was made death, for he
day. Oh, what a day. Oh, what wisdom. Yeah, what wisdom was demonstrated, even of God, to set humanity free, even to set all mankind free, even to set the Jews free. For you see, there have been many things, even many operations, even many workings of God, even upon the cross, for to set free, 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 freedom for the Gentiles, freedom for the Jews, end of sin, end of death, end of all rain, even the rain of the Lord. Oh, what a day, oh, what an hour, when sin was bottled up, even in the Son of God, and was slain, even was slain, and all humanity was set free, even on the third day. Oh, what a day, oh, what wonder, oh, what glory, oh, what beauty, oh, what salvation, oh, what a day, oh, what a day.
Praise the Lord. You're hopeless. So, like I said, the redemption was to take away that which was hanging, which was the hindering factor, the law, that had reigned over a people of God and the flesh called the Jewish or Israeli, as they are called. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
So immediately Jesus said, it is finished. That word, it is finished, means I have fulfilled the law of Moses.
Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
There was one author
hallelujah.
Who wrote something. Before Egan died, two people, they reauthored a book. It's like they just opened it up and brought it for the body. I think the book was written maybe in 1922. Bodily Healing and the Atonement. It was Egan and Roy Hicks that came together. Egan and Roy Hicks are, I think Roy Hicks is going to be with the Lord. Both of them are gone now. They've gone home. And I read that book in the 80s. Roy Hicks was teaching on what happened on the cross. He used the word, he said the word it is finished means two types, two words. It's a Greek word. Two Greek words. He said the word it is finished means it's telohi. In Greek, another one, gilomai. It's the one talks about the end of everything. And then the word gilomai, the end of something. Something has been finished and accomplished. Then the new is about to start. So God was ending both Jewish and Gentiles on the cross to start the race of a new man. I hope I'm communicating to you. So Jesus didn't just go into the spirit. Jesus also crumbling cultures. Something that has demarcated man. The dichotomy, the middle wall of partition that made the Jewish man superior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, and God also taught the Jews that they are not really superior. How? He gave them a lesson for nearly about maybe 2,000 years with the law to let them know they themselves are not free, that they need help. I shout hallelujah. Now, Peter said it. He said, why do you want to put law on these people? He said, the yoke which we cannot bear and our fathers. So the law was a yoke that the Jewish could not fulfill. But my pain and the pain and compassion this day is that you will still find a lot of Jews all over the world, not so, still under the law when it has been killed. the law was actually Ishi in Israel. It's both Bali and Ishi, meaning master and husband. So Jesus could not have brought a new law to the Jews. He has to kill their husband. Because by law, it is written, a woman is not free except her husband is dead. So the husband of the Jewish people was their law. So Jesus has to kill their husband and nail it to the cross. But the main husband is sin. Jesus was also made sin for the Gentiles also, so that we can also be free from the law of sin and death. Everybody shout hallelujah. So we can see the law of Moses, which held the Jewish down, and then in totality, the law of sin and death are held, both raised. Are you getting in him bondage? Unable to suffer. Jesus slew the head, killed the husbands. Am I talking to you? So what the cross was meant for was to kill the husbands of these two races. Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. You don't understand what I'm saying. If you read Romans chapter 7 before chapter 8, is the law of marriage. So the Jews were married to who? To the law. What of the Gentiles? So what God did, to God brought the Ten Commandments, or brought the Old Testament, to bring the Jews from their marriage to sin and give them a new husband under sin. Am I talking to you? But sin still know that the law is not higher than it. So as long as you do the law and you are not overcoming sin, you are still under sin. I hope I'm talking to you. Until there came another law higher than sin that slew sin. So how did Jesus kill this husband? Ask me. Very easy. When Jesus was hung on the cross, sin was laid on him. And that was the mistake sin we ever allowed. Now, God physically didn't take Jesus to the cross. It was Satan who nailed Jesus on the cross. But God allowed it to play out that way. Satan was the one behind the Pharisee, behind the high priest, behind the Roman people that held Herod together. All these three people are enemy. But the day Jesus would die, all of them became friends. Am I talking just to put the Son of our Lord, the Son of our God, where? On the cross. Amen. So Jesus was nailed to the cross, although by the determining counsel of the elders and the authorities, but it was God at work. Hallelujah. And not just only that, Satan was involved. Now, Satan wasn't thinking of the cross as sacrifice, as payment. Satan was drunk with killing Jesus. He just wants to stop Jesus' agenda. Everybody shout hallelujah.
My disposition of weakness always beats the adversary. For every time I show myself weak, every time I show myself even foolish, I always beat him. I always beat him. For in my wisdom, even the wisdom wisdom of foolishness, the adversary took my son and nailed him to the cross. For had he known, he would have left him alone. For he killed him and killed himself. For he knifed him, brought him to an end, even physically, and brought his reign even over all mankind to an end. For it is wisdom. For I beat him by wisdom. I've always beaten him by wisdom. And I'm yet again beating him by wisdom. For I always bring the wisdom of foolishness, yea, even before the adversary. And he always falls, just like he is also falling again. He is failing again. Even in my wisdom of foolishness, even the foolishness of preaching, he is falling again. And he will fall until he would eventually have fallen. My wisdom is higher than the adversary. For you see, the reign of my wisdom is yet not true for the undoing of the works of the adversary. For I am still in wisdom defeating him, yea, even through the wisdom of preaching. For as my word also comes, even my very word, that is the word of the revelation of the person of Christ, even for the saving of the soul, it also has the disposition and the showing forth of weakness, even the showing forth of foolishness. For therein also I overcome the adversary, now even in this chambers of your soul, even in the chambers of your inward man. For as I bring forth my counsel that seem weak, that seem not so powerful, that seem not so smart, even according to the judgment of the carnal man, I am bringing his reign to an end. For also this wisdom he doth not fully understand. For also this foolishness of preaching and men believing and walking in the light of that which is being preached, he also does not understand. For I will beat him again and again and again and again. And in my foolishness, I am going to bring all his works to an end. I am going to conquer him until I lock him up and throw him even into the lake. It is by my wisdom, which seemed foolish to him, yet wisdom that has always conquered is conquering and will always conquer him. Say of the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Huh? Okay.
What came to my mind was the fact that, okay, he doesn't really understand, he doesn't understand the foolishness of preaching. But it was also like preaching that he felt Adam at ease. It was by speaking and telling the beauty and the glory of the tree of good and evil. So I'm asking, was it how he was able to use something like not
understand.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just, we'll talk. I just want to say something to you all. I want to look for the best words in framing what I perceive inside of me. And that's what is in the tongue also. That anytime you see Satan assault on you, which you can't understand, know his hand and his claim over your life is coming to an end. You don't understand me? When scripture says, rejoice, brethren, when you fall into diverse temptation, your adversary is about to end. Is very soon it will come to what? To an end of all his operations. When Satan is wanting to stop you and bring trials, all kinds of trials, he's actually going for his end. But he thinks he wants to end you. But not knowing, what is he doing? He's aspiring himself over your life. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, I when you were interpreting, I just sense that we should not be afraid of anything that is an evil tidings. When you see it, Satan is actually killing himself. And at the end, God will raise you up.
Amen.
You always be the victor. You always be victorious.
Amen.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we blessed?
Yes,
shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just said, I just really goes on to encourage us that we are greater. Even in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know, have I answered your question? Okay. So, the tongue is already pointing to, this is not what I wanted to teach. Actually, it's what the tongue is just saying, the last two tongues. And the interpretation is what I wanted to teach. But I just move, Holy Spirit just moved us there. Just for us to see the picture of the cross and what took place there in the outside. When Jesus said it is finished. I'm about to bring another law. It's about to start. But you see, I need to hand one and finish it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody will be wondering, how can the law of Moses be claiming? Now, somebody was actually the voice of that law. Satan. Yeah, he was the one bringing the accusation of the cause. That you can't bring a law of freedom. Am I talking to you? If Moses has not been fully obeyed. So you see, all these laws are clear to these evil spirits. Am I talking to you? Because he is also like a lawgiver. They understood law very well. In the spirit, you have to know law. If you're not, you'll not be accredited in the realm of the spirit. If you're not the word disciple, a disciple is like a lawyer, a learned one in the spirit. Hallelujah. An elite, a disciple is he who has been schooled in spiritual laws. So a disciple is not somebody who goes to farm somewhere hill to come and go and die. That's not a disciple is he who have sight.
Time.
Another word for disciples are those who are learning to be priests. So priests in the New Testament are lawyers. You get me? Those who have us, they have insight to law of spirit. Hallelujah. Even in the Old Testament, the priest's lips should keep knowledge. The law of the Lord God should not, they will not depart from where? From his mouth. So from his mouth, you will learn the law. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Maybe just for you to have that, open to Malachi. Malachi chapter 2. Mm-hmm. my verse 5 says, my covenant was with him, Levi. Levi is priest. Hallelujah. Of life and peace, not so. And I gave him the word life and peace. Remember? The spirit of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from what? From the law of sin and death. What the law of Moses could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law, that's Romans chapter 8, might be fulfilled in me, who walked not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the, what, sir? For what? Had made me free from the law of sin. So now, for to be carnally minded is death. Are you getting me? But to be spiritually minded is what, sir? That's what Malachi is saying here. Malachi is prophesying Romans 8 before it comes. Hallelujah. Now, though he talks about Israel's priests, but the prophetic base of this word is actually pointing to future priests. When you read the new, anything the prophet says, they were not just talking of the present, they were talking about the order of the law that is coming in the New Testament. Shout hallelujah. So the priest leaves. Are you listening to me? He says, so Levi, I love the word Levi. Levi, everyone say Levi. Who are Levites? If you ask me, who are Levi? Priest. Levi is actually a tribe, is the priestly tribe. It starts from there. The priestly tribe is where priests are hewn from. You, I don't know how my comments are making some sense. What did I just say right now? I want you all to see this, because if you miss this point, you won't get the next. What did I just say? The Levite priest, what? From where one? So they are a shadow of the future. So you see, all these tribes consist also in the New Testament. Now, if you want to interpret them in the light of the New Testament, in the light of, you see, reality, so we have a shadow of it, then we want to see the real side of it. So you come into the New Testament. So when we say, who are Levi or who are Levites? You know that some people are Levites. You are from the type of Levi. You know, you are the type of Israel. Now, a believer can be, we can be all those tribes. We're also talking about transitions. Because it's not all those tribes that are equal. They have ages. It also talks about graduation in tribal, what's that? Kedar. The first tribe is Reuben. The last tribe is who? Is Benjamin. Shout hallelujah. Now Reuben fell. Shout hallelujah. It came to Joseph. Later on we saw Levi being called in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, to come near. This is God awesome. Later on we saw God, Jacob, prophesying about Judah, that the law shall not depart from Judah. No, the law is there. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the law from between her feet, until Shiloh come, the lawgiver, from between his feet, until Shiloh come. As a prophecy that a lawgiver is coming. And later we saw this coming to play. Later on, David picked it, a Judean. David was from Judah, son of Jesse. He now prophesy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a priest. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Amen. Thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of your kingdom is righteousness. You love righteousness, it is wickedness. Therefore, God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then he now prophesied concerning another priesthood. This same priest is the king who sits on the throne. Everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. For thou art a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. So it means another priesthood different from Levi is going to rise. So you can see all these patterns play. So you just need wisdom of God and the breath of the Holy Ghost to give you understanding to interpret this. So when we say Levite, I believe all of you should see who are Levi. You see Malachi talking about Levi. Is he talking about the tribe of Levi as in the flesh? He's talking about something. He's saying something. Now, Levites are those who walk not after the flesh. Are you saying it? Who are Levites, sir? Those who walk not after the flesh, but after what, sir? It means they have walked from the 12 tribes and have come near by walk. So, if you want to find a Levi, how do you know a Levite? Yeah. Who have what? Walked. You need to walk. It's not every Christian who is walking. Please, if you're a child of God and you are born again, hallelujah. If you have not walked, a certain demand has not been made in the Spirit under the New Testament. Our walk is essential, very, very paramount. Your walk is a great victory in the Spirit. It must never be joked with. Now, I can be a child of God and I haven't done my walk. So to be walking, what does it make me? A Levite. Because God called the Levite, leave the 12 tribes. So my walk is to actually walk to God. Come close to me. That's my calling. My walk is also a calling that leads to my calling. Because the end of the calling is to be a priest. So when I begin to take steps, I am turning, I'm changing, I'm becoming Levi. I'm fulfilling the Levitical order. So when I finally tabernacle, I will walk until I enter the kingdom. And when I enter the kingdom, that's the time I put on the Levitical, garment. I become a Levite. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is, when I become a Levite, I am accrediting myself for life and peace. So there can never be life and peace without law.
No.
Without the law. That just sits up. Shout out the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This must sink.
Yeah.
There can never be what, sir? Life and peace without what, sir?
No.
You can never have life when you are not a student of the law. Thank you. Let's read Malachi.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My covenant with him, whole life, of life and peace, I gave him a covenant of life and peace. Are you here? Shout hallelujah. What did I give to him? A covenant of life and what again, sir? And peace. Can we say it again, sir? A covenant of life and peace. This must be understood. A lot of Christians have not come to life. Now, you can't come to life when you are not living. You may have eternal life that makes you a progeny of Jacob. Because when you say children of Jacob, those are people who are alive in their spirit. Those are Israelites indeed, but they've not evolved into their fold fully, their characteristics, their full manifestation has to be lived out. They need to teach Jacob how to live. And how Jacob will live depends on leading Jacob. If you don't lead a Jacob, you will not see the full potential of who Jacob is. So he found Jacob in the howling wilderness. In the book of Deuteronomy. And led him about. Until there was no any God found in him. So what keeps Jacob potential are idols. Gods. Hallelujah. So idols will what, sir? Suppress your full manifestation. As long as Jacob still has idols, can you tell me what is happening? It's suppressed. His priesthood is not finding expression. So you have to break Jacob free from idolatry. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Are we blessed?
Hallelujah.
So everyone say life and peace.
Life and peace.
So the covenant of Levi is a covenant of what? Life and peace. Now, like I said, a Levite is he who had done a work to enter into the outer court. Because the world of the Levite is the outer court. He's free there. That is his home. The home of the priest is holy place. Then the high priest, where is his abode? The most holy. So when Israel is coming, when the Jews are coming, they pay tithe to the outer court. Levi received tithe of Israel. Then there is what is called eve offering, which is tithe of tithe. They now give it to the priest. Then the portion of the high priest is further heaved out and given to him. I don't know, do you get me? So the whole nation paid tithe to Levi, not really the high priest. So if Levi has a right to receive tithe of the commoners in the Old Testament, he still called Jacob commoners. Why will God separate Jacob from Levi? Because Jacob has not become Levi. Jacob has not come close enough. Jacob is still walking in the flesh.
Amen.
Outside of the tabernacle, see how the spirit is a walk of the flesh. Every walk and every walk that is outside of the tabernacle, every walk and every walk that is not within the circumference and the boundaries even of the tabernacle is a walk and a walk of the flesh. For you see, all humanity, yea, even all souls are outside of the tabernacle. And so walk under the governance and under the tutelage, even of the sun that smites in the day and of the moon that governs their soul in the night, and walk by the light of the sun and the moon, even outside of the boundary of the tabernacle. For you see, Levi, when I called him, Levi, when I separated him, I brought him even into a new use of the light of the sun, even into a new use of the light of the moon, according to the boundary and circumference, even of the court. For by that separation, he is turned from flesh, even into spirit. He is separated from the walk and the walk of men who are outside, even in the tabernacle. For the tabernacle is the measurement of spirit, even from spirit to spirit, even from life to life, even from grace to grace. So he release everyone who has measured any type of work away from the place of all men, away from the place of the reasoning of men, away from the place of the thoughts of men, of the judgment of men, of the comfort of men, even into my court. For my court, my holy place, and my most holy place are places of separation, even places of spirit, even places of things spiritual, even places even of my calling, even places of my sanctification and reverence, even in those who have so walked and who have so been brought near, who have so been separated, even in several measures according to how they have walked, say the Spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Let's see. Now my covenant with him was of life and peace. I gave him to them. I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. You can understand that to respond to fear is to do work. To walk out of flesh. Everybody shout hallelujah. Now for the law of truth. Let me tell you, the prophets, all the prophets are epistles from Romans to Revelation. When you have light of the epistle, when you read epistle very well, you'll be able to interpret the prophet. That's why you see, any epistle that is not interpreting the Old Testament, are you getting me? It's not food. I thank God for grace teachers. Who will say, let's just read the epistle. We shouldn't read the gospels. It's given to the Jews. It's grace, grace, unmerited grace. But where they fall, can you interpret Malachi? Can you tell me about Habakkuk? Because the apostles who gave New Testament commandment, they didn't write first of all, they taught from the prophets. Like Jesus did. Amen. So when Jesus was teaching Paul by revelation, I believe Jesus was have appeared to Paul to teach him. You know, he told him, I have appeared unto thee at Damascus, but I'm coming back again. I will appear to you, and then I will teach you. I will show you some things. That's prophetic ministry. Praise God. So the Lord Jesus must have taught them. Jesus gave him the skills of this ability to search the scriptures. Amen. So when you are reading Paul, you are reading Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the master of the Bible. That's one thing. Jesus is the teacher of the Torah. Is actually the communicator of the prophets. Jesus is all these things. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when teaching them, teach Christ from them. Hallelujah. So these things are so. So the law of truth was in his mouth. And iniquity was not found in his lips. When law of truth is in his mouth, what happened to him? Iniquity was not found in his lips. Now, he walked with me in peace. And what's an equity? And did turn many away from iniquity. So no actual preacher can do the work of turning, except he's a priest. So the church need every dosage of teaching priest. Teach priest who can teach. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Teaching priest, a priest in the holy place. Are you getting me? Who are fully matured here in the holy place? Teaching priest. As a Levite, you can also teach. But a real teaching priest, say amen.
Amen.
Where do we get them from? In the holy place. Now, in the Old Testament, we also have that in the season of Haggai the prophets and Zechariah, who were prophesying in the day of the kingdom of Persia. Hallelujah. There was a teaching priest for the Jews called Ezra. that King Artaxerxes of Persia sent to Jerusalem. Amen. Because the Jews in the diaspora, when they returned, they knew nothing called the law. They had forgotten it. So, but there was a priest who didn't mingle himself with the Babylonish life. He still preserved the law. They found him. He was somewhere. They found him. And he was the one who went and was teaching. Many priests have done evil. They have actually defiled themselves, but this one never did defile himself. So he was preaching and teaching and preaching and teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching. That was a teaching priest. They call him the teacher of the law of God. So Artaxerxes sent him from Babylon, from captivity, go and teach your people. He taught Jews and taught them and taught them and taught them and taught. When he taught them, they began to cry. So you mean we have something like this? For over 70 years, for 7 decades or more, they were not hearing the law. So when these priests began to unveil their law, which they were ignorant of, are you getting me? They began to cry, broke out. That's what happens to us here. When light of our law is being shed, tears will come. You will feel cheated. You mean I have all this? Hallelujah. The law of God has been forgotten. The New Testament has been buried. But God is raising who again? Teaching priests. Say teachers. They're not just teacher of the Bible. You can have teaching gifts, and yet you are not a Levite. You can be a teacher, are you getting me? Yet you are not a priest. What makes you a priest is not because you have a teaching gift. It's because you have come close to God. Son, there is coming close to God in the New Testament.
Yes.
The day we got born again, that doesn't make us draw near. We need to draw nearer to God. Hallelujah. Priests are those who are closing the gaps between man and God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Harimanande kakanta ha 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 hamananda ka kanta halimanande nende hiyana hanta hala handa 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 hala handa 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 ha ha hanta halima handa hiya ka 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 hali hanta hana handa haya
you have this.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see in my spirit, I'm leading souls back to me, said God. I'm leading souls. I'm leading all kinds of souls, even souls of people in the church. I'm leading them back to myself. I'm leading souls, doggish souls. I'm leading them back. Corporatized souls. I'm leading them back. I'm leading both kind of souls back to myself. I'm leading reptile kind of souls back to myself. I'm leading all kind, elephant kind of souls. I'm leading them back to myself. Fish kind of souls, for they are all gravitating back towards me, even through the preaching of the law. For you see, it's until the law is preached, even the laws that are within the boundary of the tabernacle, is until they are declared, before man can see the way back, before man can know the way back, before man can know the direction, even to ask for to find me. For I am leading men, even as I am amplifying, even the laws of the tabernacle, even the laws of the tabernacle of Christ, as I am amplifying it, even in churches, even in nations, I am leading souls back to me, and they are coming, they are coming, yea, one by one, they are coming, some in groups, they are coming, they are talking about the way, and they are coming, yea, they are coming, they are coming, they are coming, angels helping them, angels encouraging them, angels strengthening them, they are coming, returning back home in
returning back to me, say God.
Everybody shout hallelujah. Now, there is a lesson to learn here. The lesson is leading the law, souls, while leading back. It means where man, the first estate of man, when God first made him, he was upright. He just need to advance. But later on, we now found that before Christ died, man had gone astray. We have actually moved on to different countries. World. Satan opened up walls for souls and then let souls there. If we know this, and everybody will know this, and you know it's true, you will value your returning. Now, I said this, that this is a great lesson here. The lesson is, I saw Satan. It can only take a man to begin to attend to God fully. It can only take a kind of a man to stand in God's presence. So, Satan looked at man and said, how can I lead him away? So he led him in the path of different laws. Laws of animals. Beastly kind. Goat. So man inherited some things. Goatish nature. Rebellious tendency. Those are laws. Not so. You don't get me.
Yeah.
I mentioned, sure, you mentioning fish. It means Satan studied those fish, things God made, and said, I will craft it into man. I will teach him how to be like those. Concretize. You know, some of us even call some men. We say, hey, snake. That guy is a snake. Everybody shout hallelujah. And I'm not doing all of you. You say it because actually you can see serpentine nature. Where? Who put it there? So he got it by what, sir? By leading. Everybody shout hallelujah. Are we blessed, sir? Can I go ahead? And some of them might not have walked. Some of them inherited serpentine nature from mothers, from fathers. So what you become is transferable. Am I talking to you? So when you inherit things, and God also is expecting you that in your generation you should break them. We can conquer these laws. We can. And that is why I don't blame people for their inheritance. Where the blame will come is when a law of deliverance is being offered and the person is refusing. So I can never bleed. I will not blame Judas. Jesus said it would have been better for him not to have been born. There is something about he's been born. I mean, he came from there. Check out his parents. Am I talking to you? I'm not saying that necessarily his parents, but it's mostly. Check out his parents. Somebody can pick something from the third, fifth generation. Am I talking? And bring it back to Waza. And bring. No, the father will be wondering, where did this boy get this thing from? There was one uncle. Everybody shout hallelujah. It's a tendency. So everybody shout hallelujah. And at times, and in a family, an old woman say, I know that Josiah be this one. Don't say, Mama, who be Josiah? Now your uncle, the uncle of your great uncle. Is a deadly guy. That's what this boy is. We better kill it right now. So you can see that things, genetics rises. There's also a resurrection of some of these things. But there is, this is the beauty. That's why we need lawgivers that can, law teachers, who can, deliverers of law, who can break genetic codes, who can unteach DNA, who can change blood, who can clean nature. Because law is inherent, is in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the law of the spirit of life is dormant in many Christians. It's not being awakened. They need to awaken it. And what awakens it up is light. When you bring the searchlight and what's that, zero it on that law, the law will begin its activity. And then you now begin to see the law finding expression in places where damage has been done by those other laws. And by so doing, then you begin to see cleansing, cutting down, until laws are completely removed. It's possible for laws to vanish, dangerous laws to leave us. It's possible. We can slay this beast.
Amen. Amen.
We can kill them. Abraham did not see Melchizedek until Abraham slew the kings. After he slew 5 kings, then Melchizedek appeared. What Abraham killed was, I guess it was what resulted in appearance of Melchizedek. He killed kings. Another king came. Those kings are laws. We must slay our kings. Kings are things who rule people. Laws are kings in men. And what empowers us and what will empower us is the law of God. The king that is in God. It's where we derive the word kingdom. So if there is no law, there won't be what's a kingdom. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the law at his mouth. So knowledge is law. Please. Is that understood, sir? What is law, every one of us? Knowledge. What I want to teach is the dynamics of law. I want us to see this, the dynamics of law. So the lips of a priest, what do you find in his lips? Knowledge. So when you see knowledge man, not any kind of knowledge, but knowledge of the law. Somebody who knows the law. So when you know something, are you getting me? You have a law of it. For example, I know water. All I'm studying about, if I take a course in hydrology and I'm a master of it, it means I understand the dynamics of water, what water is made up of. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure some of us are teachers, yeah. There is what is called the anomalous expansion of water. Who knows about that? Why water in Arctic region survive aquatic life? All those fish, why are they not dying in snow time? They should be freezed to death. Because water has the characteristics that preserves water. All those things. It's in water. God programmed it in water. It's a law in water. So when we know law, we will know things. I know this because what makes up this thing is a law. So the flesh of it is traceable to an unseen forces that is keeping this thing solid before my eyes. Everybody shout hallelujah. I don't know if I'm communicating to us. So God is blessing us. Law. We should know. When I say I know Shobag, I must have lived well enough with Shobag. Because I don't just know Shobag from the face value. When Shobag breathes, I know what Shobag means. I am knowing him from within. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. When somebody says, you know what? Somebody say, is he okay? Somebody say, you better run. Something is wrong. Something is coming up from the bottomless pit. Everybody shout out. Amen. Can we go further? Praise God. Law is knowledge. To prove that, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 55. Let me just read for time's sake. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. Not so. Then the next word, and the strength of sin is the law of sin. So when we say the law of sin, that is the sin, don't go. When you see the activity of sin is traceable to something that makes people to commit it. Another word for law, Paul calls it motion, because law moves. Motion of sin. Nobody can see motion. We can see microscopic cognizance under heavy, are you getting me? When you place blood of people and then you check it, it's magnifying what, sir? So when it magnify from that natural invisibility, it shows it. You know the disease that is wrong with someone. But no matter how you use your natural magnifying thing, it can't what? It can't see sin. You won't see those motion. But that tells you that the eye of our Lord is what, sir? Can see the rain, the deepest spiritual dimension where sin is hiding. Is hiding in a world. That's why it can stay in our blood comfortably and we will not know we are carriers. Everybody shout hallelujah. So somebody say, I'm not committing it, but you're a carrier. I might have HIV and it's not disturbing me. It's dormant. I might also, people carry things that is not affecting them. What is happening the most is that with prayers and fasting, we put them down. But that doesn't mean they are eradicated. So in ourselves, not on the cross, not in heaven where Jesus put them, all we just need to assess is the power, the blood that bleached them from the heavens. Let it trickle down to us. Let it come on us. Then what will happen to us? We will find ourselves being cleansed. As if the church stand in this place and refuse this, we will remain the same. Nothing will happen. I say it's just beyond confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I will not do that. Confess it for years. You see the thing still rising. That is why we need to appreciate the constitution of an high priest that God set over the body. A time will come, God will want us to set our gaze on him. We seated on the throne for us. Let's engage the provision that is coming from him. He's been made to sit there for us. And he has to touch us. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with all the feelings of our infirmity. But though in all point he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. So let us come boldly to him, because he is the throne of grace. Come to him. He's the one that will give us the graces that will delete these things. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
say amen.
Amen.
So why high priest? Because it will take a priest to deal with sin, to remove iniquity. They are the answer. They are the one. So the reason why the body will suffer on earth It's because Jesus have not been able to get priests whom he can communicate the things he has. So the help of the church in the first century, when it was first born, was that Jesus had priests who can touch him, whom he can touch, whom he can reach, who reached him. I don't know me, and who can bring his things down. And the church was rich. The church was so rich, then they were able to write some of these things down for us. That church went away. Their era passed. Now we now have a church that is clueless, even though with the writing material, evidences of these things are there, but yet we are not seeing it. So a lot of help has already been done. Work has been done. So we don't need to go to the far distance to fetch out these things from where they were being kept, but we can find them on our own page, the New Testament page. But it will help, it will take the spiritual eye to help us assess them. Are we all blessed?
Yes, sir.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So like I have said, when Jesus said it is finished, I remove the first law and I am establishing the new. On the third day when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was the resurrection of the New Testament. How many of you agree?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. How do I know? Hebrews chapter 7. Okay.
Primosit al enterprenosa, redi proshotu pre akakristinipu, ipruno libra hat apu alebre, prenes iprosu puku, preis ubrana karikasa.
Yes.
For you see, even the everyday life, even of my people, the everyday life that is an expression even of sin, sin that is in the body, sin that is even in their blood, sin that is even in the soul, can only be dealt with and purged even by the blood of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus needs to be found. For the blood of Jesus needs to be discovered. Even by the help of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation from the pages of Scripture. For the purging even of a wrong life. For the purging even of the life of the adversary. Even the life of the dragon that is ruling men and running men and running even the souls and the body of man. For my life is life in thee, and in my life is freedom, even freedom, freedom from sin, freedom from the old of sin, freedom from the monstrous nature and the monstrous life of the dragon, even that is in the blood code of every man, even the blood code, even of my people who have been born again and separated in their spirit, and whose soul and bodies have been purchased, their life in the soul and the body still houses the blood code of the adversary. But by my blood it can be purged. By my blood it can be purged. It can be dealt with, and man fully set free and made free and delivered even from that which the adversary has done. For you need to pray in this time. For you need to stay in the place of praying.
Yes.
That you might find entrance even into the secret code of the blood. For there is a secret code even in the blood. Yea, the early church found it. Yea, the apostles found it. Yea, the prophets of the New Testament found it. For it is the secret to end the secret of sin. For sin is a secret that has governed man. For man has searched and searched and searched for to know what sin is. For sin is the secret of the adversary. It's the blood that runs Satan. It's the blood that runs evil spirit. It's the blood that runs this world. It can only take by my blood, even my gene, even the tattoo of my blood, for to set man free, even in his soul, from the life of the adversary. You need to see my blood, for in it is whiteness, for in it is purity, for in it is salvation, even freedom from the life of the adversary. You need to pray.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. The tongue is very easy. The tongue is speaking about a torment. Then he ends with it's wisdom. It's a diverse, it's a very wonderful operation. From the word atonement, the tongue, the Spirit of God stretches the word note. What to note. And what to note is to know the atonement. And know what has been atoned for. And know how it was atoned for. Materials itself is the blood of the New Testament. Is a thing of note that every child of God should note. It's something we should know. You need to know it. Now, I can't have the atonement if I don't know. So we assess the blood by knowing. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you like that, sir? So, knowledge is not filling your head. Here, knowledge is actually means of cleansing. Some will say atonement is actually remitting. So when you are knowing, you actually what, sir? Remitting. So it's a thing of note not to despise knowing what atone for our sins. The blood of the Son is essence. The blood of sprinkling speaks things. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
How many of you are glad to hear that, sir? Shout hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 11 says, if therefore perfection, whereby the Levitical priesthood, for under it that the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek, not be called after the order of Aaron? Now, if for the priesthood, when announced, means there's going to be a change of it. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity, not so, a change also of the law. One would say, Aaron priesthood, there is a law that governs the Aaronic priesthood. So that law runs in Aaron. And that's what Aaron officiates. And that's what Aaron serves. And that's what Aaron gives. But Christ is having, is also the bringing in of Christ as the priest after another order, which is the order of Melchizedek, is also a change of what? Of the law. When you see a priest is actually a product of the law that made it. Did you get that?
Yeah.
When we say priest, priest, the law product, the law trained, built, made them. So what the law of Moses could make was a priest with infinity. But the New Testament law made somebody that could move into heavens far greater than angels.
Yes.
Am I communicating?
Yes.
It means we don't know that law. If we know it, so that's why we have to tarry. Even though you think you know, the time you will know you have known is when the change had come. If there is a change of the priesthood, there must be of necessity what? The change of the law. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when God changed the law, are you listening? A priest appear. When they saw a priest of the New Testament appearing, hallelujah, at the Garden of Gethsemane. Everybody shout hallelujah. Mary wanted to hug him. He said, no, don't touch me. I need to go to your father. My father, who is your father? My God, who is your God. Everybody shout hallelujah. That priest was made from the dead. That priest was hewn from where? From the dead. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the priest was going not without blood into the holiest of all. Now, that priest could walk or travel to heaven just. That was the law at work. Transition into higher planes was easy because the law made him. Shout hallelujah. A particular law was actually responsible for that frame of the kind of man that could do something much more greater than Aaron did. So he ascended planes beyond Aaronic, what's a priesthood. He moved into heavens. Now, he wasn't performing magic. It was a serious business because he needs to deal with sin. Now, he dealt with sin. The law of Moses was trying to deal with sin partially from the earth. But this priest knew sin is registered in a tabernacle. Let me go and deal with sin because sin is heavenly. How many of you know sin is an heavenly product? It came from heaven. It didn't start from the earth. That's why Jesus ascended into the heavens and went to deal with it and broke his strength in the heavens. Because the man that started sin, the Bible says Satan sinned from the beginning. So he began sin. The creature that began it was actually a third heaven being. Is actually a third heavenly personality, or is a paradisiacal spirit. It was a spirit in paradise. We need to know this one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Meaning it was a being standing before God who sinned. So when sin came down to man, man couldn't take it. If angels sinned, angels who are having authority higher than man sinned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, when man was falling into sin, he didn't surprise God. It is God. God still came to Adam. He wasn't crying. To God, that was the end of sin. Immediately Adam sinned. That was actually the end of sin. God wanted sin to enter man and come into flesh. So that he too will come into flesh. Are you getting me? And destroy it in the flesh. Remember, God send his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Romans chapter 8. For sin. Inside sin. To condemn sin. Where? In the flesh. The thing has been reigning since. Man. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now, God trapped sin in the flesh. Sin was like a trap. Man was actually the trap for sin. That's the best way. Bring him into carnality. Because sin was purely spiritual. Make it come into what can be handy. Am I talking to you? What can be what, sir? And when something is handy, then you can handle it. So, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then you can see why God will reward human race. Shout hallelujah. Why will he greatly beyond angels? So you can see why angels will not even jealous you. or feel envious of you, because you help them carry what destroyed them.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wow. I was in one of the shopping malls, I think the largest shopping mall, so I don't know. Is this in Houston or Dallas? I think it should be. So I wanted to buy some. I saw one man selling sunglasses. So I said, can I get one? He said, yeah. He began to talk. He said, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. He gave me his card. When he opened his mouth, he was talking revelation. Wow. Talking revelation. He said, do you know? Sin came from there and came here. It's spiritual. It is not earthly thing. I said, somebody can talk. And it's in the market. So one son was hiding, selling glasses. I just you wonder, is he an angel talking? I looked, I said, can you? He said, yeah, if you want me, call me to come to your church, I preach. But my name is, it was an Indian. But I knew this guy is deep. He just talked. Not even looking at my face. I think he gave me another sunshade again. Have one more, something like that. So God just wanted to confirm to him that what you are saying is true. Someone else is also seeing it. I was so glad. I said, thank you for this. Amen. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we there, please? Hebrew. So it's clear when they change the law, they change the priesthood. That tells that the law of this priest, of priesthood, has been changed. So you can't use the Old Testament law for Melchizedek order. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that the New Testament law made the high priest?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, why Jesus couldn't die, why Jesus will not be able to die, why Jesus will not be able to age, is as a result of the law that he is carrying. Amen. Do you understand that? Let's see, end of chapter 7 to buttress that. For the law maketh men. Is it the law? Was what made men. Hallelujah. High priest, which have infirmity, but the word of the host, this is another law. This word of the host is the law of the New Testament commandment. This is the law of the new covenant. The word of the host maketh the Son. Hallelujah. Who is consecrated forevermore. Now, this word consecration, are we here, please?
Yes, sir.
I hope I'm getting your attention.
Yes, sir.
This word consecration means one that is made and can never change. You can't turn him. To consecrate a man is the final separation, is the height of separation that a man can turn from. This is the fullness of the effect of the law in any body carrying it. So Jesus had allowed, the law had been allowed in Jesus to fully find his expression. So you can see that what is the priest itself is the law. That's what I wanted to show you. Do you get me, sir? What, sir?
He's a priest itself.
Is what, sir? So the law is just interpreting itself in a man. Is that law that was behaving. When Jesus was going to heaven, it's a law. When Jesus was actually removing sins, it was the law. So it means in Jesus' blood, the law of old was what was removing sin. That Jesus' blood is a different law. When he said, this is the New Testament
in my blood,
meaning this is the new law. Hallelujah. Where in my blood. So if you are looking for the law, you have to go into the blood of Jesus. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where do we go to? The blood. Where? Of Jesus. Is what? The law. Where the law is kept. Mm. Find the New Testament. Find the New Testament. How do we get it? Get the blood and get what is inside it. Jesus said, there is something in my blood. What is it in my blood? The New Testament. You call it cup. He said, this is the cup of the New Testament. Where?
In my blood.
And then I said, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is the cup of the New Testament. The word cup also means this is the law of the New Testament. Where? In my blood. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to drink it. Drink it all. Drink all this law. Inside that law is all the laws. Hallelujah. Do you get that, sir? There is the law of Christ. There is the law of God in Christ Jesus. There is the law of faith in Christ. Then there is the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Inside the law. So inside Jesus' blood are laws. Amen. So what Jesus fetched up for us is the fullness. When you hear cup, full, something. I have filled something in full for you is enough measure for you. As you keep on drinking it, you are drinking the law. Law, you are drinking it. So at our physical communion, one table is not enough. So I can even be partaking of physical table and breaking the bread. I am not touching that law. I'm not drinking the cup. The season of cup is when I'm truly drinking it by revelation. That's when they serve me the cup. It will take priest that Jesus has raised to help you drink the cup of the New Testament. So the cup of the New Testament, what is it, son? The law that the New Testament serves. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I remember I said we should open 1 Corinthians. The sting. He said the sting of death is sin. Let's say this is death. It stings. So if something comes out of death, it's called sin. And it is a sting. The sting of death is what, sir? Is sin. And the strength of sin. So when you say strength, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if you mention strength, strong. What makes sin strong? Or what sin is made up of? Why is this thing difficult? Where is the secret? Strength means secret. Where are you lying? What is making you so strong? We can locate it. So the strength of sin, it is his law. They are showing us a secret. So sin is strong because of his law. So that tells me every child of God should extray sin. Not by taking sin and learning it. It's contagious. So the way to learn sin, to know sin and avoid it, know Christ. Learn the law of Christ. Then you will see sin. You must see sin when learning Christ.
Yes.
You will see sin. Now, many people don't know sin.
and sin likes to hide. Anything that has strength and that survive, any dominion that had ruled mankind and does not want to relinquish it, hides, operates by deception. He will begin to give you what is not for who he is. The thing like it will play the camouflage so that you'll not be able to hold it in reality. But the New Testament will show you what sin is. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, what is being done to us here? It's heavenly privilege. Something is happening to us that we will be too joyful to thank God for. Honestly, great things are happening here. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have I said something?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Can we go back to Ephesians 1 now? So you remember where we read in Galatians? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Am I lying to you? Then the next one said that one. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. So God wants what the Jews are supposed to have. Let me tell you, blessed shall be your kind, blessed shall be your offering basket, blessed shall be your storehouse. In the natural was not actually the blessing of Abraham. There is what is called the blessing. The blessing of Abraham is eternal life.
Yes,
and that is what is called the promise of the Spirit, that we might receive the promise of what, sir?
Spirit.
Through faith. I love the word promise of the Spirit. Say it again, sir.
Promise of the Spirit.
I want us to say it again, please.
Promise of the Spirit.
Now, the promise of the Spirit is not that God promised us the Spirit. Promise of the Spirit is the promise the Spirit of God speaks. It will take the mouth of the Spirit to give you the promise. Yeah. We receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, because the mouth of the Lord is the Holy Ghost. You know, the name, God will give you a name which the mouth of the Lord name. So what speaks to us, you don't hear Jesus directly. It is the Holy Ghost talking to you by the Jesus talking to you by the Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost is speaking what Jesus is saying. So anyone who is not hearing the Spirit, it was the Lord talking, walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. But he say, let him that hears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So the Holy Ghost is the one talking.
Yes, sir.
I love the word, what the Spirit is saying. Every child of God has opportunity to hear what the Spirit is what, sir?
Saying.
What is the Spirit saying to the churches? To you. So Holy Spirit is saying something. I love the word that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That is 18. Is it what is that now? 14. That we might receive what, sir? The promise of the Spirit through faith. That the blessings of Abraham will come. Everyone say come.
Come.
Upon who? Immediately the blessing is on Gentiles, that they may what, sir? Receive the promise of what, sir?
True.
I love the word true. True faith. Say true faith.
True faith.
Why true faith? The word true faith means through the door of faith. So when faith cometh, everyone look at me, sir. Listen, sir. By hearing. Hallelujah. What am I doing? I am receiving the promise to me. Meaning promise has come to me. Promise is being spoken to me. Oh yeah. What the Lord promises, Holy Ghost is speaking it.
Yes, sir.
And as Holy Ghost is speaking it, it will induce faith.
Yes, sir.
Under the atmosphere of faith is how these blessings will be incubated. You can't receive them by any means except you respond to faith. You may not be wearing good clothes. You may not be having large cars. And you may have it. But that doesn't determine who is receiving the promise.
Yes.
This is where we need to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. I want to comfort you all. You see, this is comfort ye all. All of us, we have been comforted. No matter what you're passing through, even maybe something is happening to you, that doesn't mean you are not receiving the promise. That is why he is warning us about the promise. So you will not stop receiving. So if you look at the natural, you will stop receiving. So a receiver for a considerable number of time may not see physical evidence of the promise being received, because it's true faith. For faith is the substance of things, evidence. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but what, sir? So I can be receiving the promise, and you won't know I'm receiving the promise. There is a season for the manifestation of this promise. It is the time appointed of the Father. But there is a receiving of the promise in the New Testament. And receiving of the promise is the mouth of the Spirit. They call it the promise of the Spirit. Say it again, every one of you. I need an utterance now. God gave the Lord Jesus Christ the promise. Then Jesus committed to the promise to the Holy Ghost. Kai. That changed the whole thing in the New Testament. It means the person that will give us the promise is the Holy Ghost. Please, sir, do you get that, sir? The person who will be giving us promises, who? It means Holy Ghost will cause me to inherit. It means I will have what is called Holy Ghost training. It means a spirit will need to train me to inherit the promise. This is the spirit called Holy Ghost will teach me how to inherit the promise. Ask me, in the Old Testament, a type of the Holy Ghost was Rebekah, the wife of Isaac. Yes. A type. That was a type, because Holy Ghost is the woman that God assigned to make us what, sir? Inherit the promise. You know, Holy Ghost is the one who brought over us, is shielding us.
Yes,
Isaac, Esau would have gone to Isaac naked. He would have been found out.
Jacob,
he would have been found out. He would have been discovered. Then the mother told him, come. Let me cover you. The mother made what, sir? Coat from the animal skin and covered him. Told him how to make the meat. I am the wife. I've been cooking his food. I know the specific water. So Holy Ghost has been with God since from the beginning. He knows what to do to make God talk finally. I said, this one, it is done. He will cover you with Christ. He will teach you what to do and escort you and lead you. The woman led Jacob and positioned him. We need the Holy Ghost because God is a spirit.
Amen.
So we need someone to police us and help us for to position us. We shouldn't disobey him when he's talking. As he's talking to us, he's actually positioning us. That's why you should not grieve the Holy Ghost, which is a seal to you until the day of your redemption. So Holy Ghost knows the way of redemption for your inheritance. So it's in the leading. No wonder it's as many as are led by this Holy Ghost. Today I was praying, I saw Jesus suddenly in his resurrected form talking to the Holy Ghost. Then I saw Holy Ghost in full measure, not the dove. I saw person, a being in the Godhead. Jesus could talk to him. Jesus could see him. I said, God, Jesus, and I pray, Jesus, can you help me know this Holy Ghost? The way you know him, the way you are seeing him. Can you, the way you know him. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
And I know, I own.
You can interpret it.
No. I am not
I was. Amen. Everybody shout hallelujah. Now, some of this reaction just tell me that what came to my heart is what I see the Holy Ghost. I just see Holy Ghost. I see ghost. His children too are ghost. We are actually ghost of God. Our Father is a ghost. Our Lord is also the quickening spirit that wore flesh. Even though we have body, we are actually ghost. Amen. Satan doesn't like our ghost. He wants you to be carnal. He wants you. You have the interpretation. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are in, is it this, which, sorry please, with these interjections, I'm not saying there is perfection, but it's a reaction of a ghost meeting. That tells us you are, it's like when you go to Babalawo house, you know, you interview, you see spirit. You never see Babalawo shrine doesn't look like banking hall. Everything is corporate. Things are fine. Am I communicating to you? Nice. What happens now? You begin to see, shout, find the man will be eating, gong, is interfacing with ghost. That is church, really. Church is not a gentleman hall. You are meeting with God.
Yeah.
For that, you are using this cozy environment, lovely AC, nice. Ghost doesn't respect these things. Amen. So we are now. For some of you, I could understand the first four times. So all of you are purported nice looking something, but you know, ghosts began to scatter you. Shout hallelujah! And this ghost is real.
Amen.
That's your dad. Everybody shout hallelujah!
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Man, human being was made to carry ghosts.
Oh.
When you see men moving on the street, some of them who are homosexuals,
they
carry spirits.
Yes.
Men carry all kinds of spirits. Anger, murderer, they have spirits.
Yes, sir.
So why can't we carry ghosts that is holy?
Holy.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, allow me carry my ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, without ghost, I can't teach.
Mm-hmm.
It's ghost, Holy Ghost, that is helping us. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There is no how I can. All I can do is pray. Wait, pray. I don't even know what to teach. But when I come here, Holy Ghost helps us and raises up. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. So let's take that as a reaction of ghost. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Let's see that Ephesians 1. There's something I want to teach. There's a very key background for all saints. That's Ephesians 1. So as I said, the promise of the Spirit through faith. I'll keep on saying this thing, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So there is a faith the Holy Ghost teacheth in the New Testament for the purpose of inheritance. Are you getting me? There is what, sir? A faith the Holy Ghost teacheth for what, sir? For the purpose of repentance. So that faith is what is aligned with his leading. As many as are led, it is that leading is actually the practical communication of the faith nature, so that I can inherit the promise. So when he's leading me, he's also teaching me. He's not just only teaching me scriptures, but he's also leading me in the script. According as it is written concerning me. When Jesus says, the Son of Man go ahead as it is written concerning me. Now, that word is not for Jesus directly, really. Jesus doesn't need it. Jesus came to play out that script for man. He was okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It was okay. It was written for us. But he came to champion it and show us, because we couldn't open the way. So he has to come and obey it and show you too, you can do it. Holy Ghost will lead you and get you there. I'm hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. So it's the same things to say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what, sir? The sons of God. So there is no inheritance if Holy Ghost is the part payment, is the first inheritance. That tells me that the rest are deeply spiritual. That's why they gave me Holy Ghost first. So Holy Ghost is the key or is the door to the rest of the inheritance. That's what Ephesians 1:14 is saying. In whom also, verse 13, ye trusted, after that you had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Are you seeing it? Promise of the Spirit. This Spirit is the Spirit of promise. Holy Ghost is the Spirit of promise. So Holy Spirit that came into us, our Pentecost experience was for the promise. God wants us to inherit the promise. That's why the Holy Ghost was given to us. In fact, even with the evidence of speaking in tongues, all of those things were done for the promise. So it's clear the promise is now customized in the Spirit. So when you are not hearing the Spirit, God will say you have not received the promise. So you must have had the Holy Ghost. Now, Holy Ghost can say many things to you, and he may not say the promise when you are not ready for it. Holy Ghost can heal, help you heal the sick. Holy Ghost can raise the dead. Holy Ghost can even help you get money. But Holy Ghost, are you getting me? When he sees that your heart is not ready, he may not give you, he may not help you to bring the promise to you. When he's got you are obstinate, you are stiff-necked, you can't endure the exercise for to receive the your promise, what you actually made for while you're born again, is the promise. And it was sent for the purpose of the promise. Many are gone home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost in them, without the promise. They only have a promise in what? In a token. Just partial promise. Not full promise. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the Holy Ghost was put inside us for the training. For to receive the promise. To lead me. Even Jesus said, listen to me. He said, Jesus even said, albeit I have many things to say unto you. Many things. There are things of the promises, but you can't bear them. So what is your promise? You can't bear it. What is yours? You can't bear. Imagine that state. What we want to give to you, you can't bear it. But it's good, expedient that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But when I have gone, hallelujah, he will guide you. Hallelujah. Amen. He will lead you into all promises. So the promise is truth. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is the promise? Truth. So Holy Ghost will. So it will take the leading of the Holy Ghost. I can't go into truth. If I try to get caught through truth, I can wound myself. But Holy Ghost need to guide me. Into where? Into home. You know, says he will not speak anything of himself. Not so. Because all the things that I have is of the Father. The Father has given me what? All things. Didn't I say unto you that he will take of mine and show it unto you? Holy Ghost will take of mine. not he will take from me. Holy Ghost will reach to me and take me and cut off my pieces, take out of me what makes me hop. He will take of mine and give it to you. Because all the Father had are mine. They've been given to me. Hallelujah. For he will take of mine and show it unto you. That's revelation. That's knowledge. Show it. He will show it to you. Then, when he show it to you, then he will magnify me. That's what magnify me means. He will enlarge me. So you can see me. Then you will know me. Hallelujah. From knowing me, when he opens me again, you will see God. That's the job of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He will show it unto you. That is the actual ministry of the Holy Spirit. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if Holy Ghost has not been able to do ministry in our lives to this dimension, real Holy Spirit work has not been done. So, the people that the Holy Ghost has taken aside to begin to show these things to are people that are inheriting the promises. Mommy, the promises are truth. What is it, sir?
Truth.
Say it again, sir.
Truth.
What is truth? Who can tell me? Jesus is truth. Who is truth again? Is it for the Father is truth? Then Holy Ghost is called truth. There are three truths. And these truths are one. Amen. What makes them truth? Why they call them truth? It's because they will not expire. They will not end. Every other thing outside them will pass away. Truth doesn't pass away. So when they are now taking truth, so it means angels, we are not made with truth. But you are truth product. And giving you truth. What are they doing to you, sir? They are making you up to truth. To make you what, sir? Truth. So you will be truth. Not just only the sense of aspiration. There is something about truth also. Truth world. The truth world is the actual original world. That's where those who are born, who are of that order, are you getting me? Speak things others don't understand. There is a purity of truth that others don't have. Angels are not truth, but truth made them. So what make up truth embodiment is what they are now taking out and showing to you as revelation. My dear, that is inheritance. Can I say something to you? Please, when you see this thing, don't think of car. Don't limit yourself. Because when you are like this, you are higher than heavens.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
You are what, sir?
Higher than heavens.
Say it again.
Higher than heavens.
What limits you from having everything is the Holy Ghost. If they release the amount of truth you have known, if they allow you to use them, because you've not completed the school class of truth. That's why they help you manage things. Am I talking to you?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing. They are helping you to what, sir?
Yes.
They are the one. So even sometimes you do some asking, they will not allow you because it will distract truth from staying. So they monitor the truth management. They monitor your acquisition management because you are still learning. Now, when you are now entire and lacking nothing, you yourself, you know what to be. They won't ask you, I don't need this, Father, I need that one. Lost is no longer in your heart. Because truth has finished its work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Truth has fully what, sir? Done what it's supposed to do. Now, like Jesus wasn't asking for everything. I never saw Jesus asking for a chariot. Eh? To take me to Capernaum. Was he poor?
No.
Abba, that man wasn't a poor man. Even though Jesus was miraculous in his operations, you see all the things that surrounded Jesus, the whole head belongs to him. Abba, he was operating in the power of the second Adam. He owned everything. Just to tell you, he's powerful. Go to the river, go bring out the fish. I mean, cast net into the fish, the first one. You enclose people, there is a one. The first to open his mouth, there is a coin in his hand, in his mouth. Shout hallelujah. But he wasn't doing that next day. Now, there are certain things you would know about how to tamper with vanity. You now begin to know how to address even the natural with truth heart. Am I communicating with you? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Depending on how God wants to do it, there is no poverty in truth, man. I am not poor physically. I am just being helped to finish my course. If I, at times I tell them, just hold this still, don't bring it. Because I want to be finished. That's me. I see it. I say, God, secretly, I don't want that one now. Don't bring that one. Because I have seen many men crumble and shipwreck this glory. I want this glory. And if someone along the line becomes tired, it's okay, let's bring in the goods. No problem. This is the place you can reach. Now somebody say, why can't I can have all these things? And yeah, it's possible. God gives grace to some of us. That's why in church they say, those who are rich among you, the person has grace. God also prepare along our journey that some of us, we have so much, we have a lot, and it's for a purpose. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know, maybe I'm talking along the line of being made. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
But a time will come, to all of us who arrive at an end, when we have laid hold on eternal life. Things will come to you. Are you getting me?
Yes,
at disposal. You will not struggle to get. Things will begin to answer to you. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
One man who walks in this light said sometime, he saw treasure inside a mountain. Mighty treasure. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about treasure. Diamonds. Jewelry. And immediately he saw it, he just moved away. He wasn't interested. Then he told somebody, there's something there, go and take it. Not that he had poverty mentality. That's not what he was looking for. Okay.
In today's world, when you know that women will go to the require money and treasure,
What did I say? I understand. Which is true.
How do you cope when you walk away from such?
No. Did you understand what I'm trying to say? Eh? Did you get what I'm trying to say? Now, mommy, I'm just talking a testimony concerning a man. Not that it was a doctrine to walk away from such things. I didn't finish the story. Those who went to get those things, calamity fell on them. Yeah. Serious calamity came upon them. Because that thing that was kept in that mountain was not ordinary. But I just tell you that he escaped it. He was free from lust. Now look at me. Look at me. I am not saying God will not give you good things. No good thing shall he withhold from you. Am I talking to you? No, all these things will come to you. Mommy, you get me? Now, I have family. And by God's grace, I've been taking care of the family. They've been eating. They've been clothed. We've been moving. We've been doing gospel. Hallelujah. Because these things that I'm talking, truth, bring resources. Please, you should know that one. You should understand that. Learning truth. Hallelujah. What I'm just saying is that Satan has lied about inheritance. Amen. He has lied what? Telling us that all these things are the inheritance. But they are not. Real inheritance is what we are teaching today. Shout hallelujah. Where church is weak, say amen.
Amen.
Is that we are unable to show to God's children what true riches really means.
Yes.
There is something in our heart about it. Still, please. What is in our heart about true riches is that true riches has its own place. So it must not be magnified above other things. So we give little hours for things that are spiritual. But we come, you see, pastor would dedicate 3 years teaching non-stop to develop people so that they can bring in money. Because he believes that gospel can never be done without you bringing in things. Now, what is the ministry? Ask them. The ministry is building. Physical building, acquiring land. Ministry is not the people. Listen to me. If you want to build people, you may not need too much.
Yes.
Because I can build my building and not the people. When I build my building, it's for me. I may say it's for God, but once in a while I will be. There's a way I will shine with it.
Yeah.
We know what God has done. Look at it over there. No one. Am I talking to you? Are you seeing that edifice? We didn't do anything. We never raised offering. The money came. This is a standard building, ultra modern, the best in this age. How much did we spend? 50 billion, sir. Who did that? Jesus. It's not Jesus that is taking the glory. It's us preachers. So you don't, at times you don't need 50 billion to do what God has really committed into your hand. That is why you see, shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say
amen.
When you say, what is the vision of the man of God? Check it. Is the vision the people? Is it to provide an enabling environment for Holy Ghost to be speaking the promises to God's own people? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The vessel, the people, empowered then with inheritance. Sir, please, there is something serious. Hey, God's heritage is his people. At times we lord it over God's people without knowing it. God's heritage is his people. And they ought to receive what? The inheritance. In receiving the inheritance, without those inheritance, or without the inheritance, you actually frustrate, suffocating the Holy Ghost, frustrating the agenda of heaven. One man can frustrate the agenda of heaven. If we know what we can do, that you can stop heaven from coming, you can stop God from, you know, the issue of the sin of fulfilling the will of God on earth. It's like, I feel God is just silent about it. All men are the same. God is so loving that we will commit terrible, grievous sin. We will not know it. Suddenly he found one, a man after my heart. Hey! He was rejoicing over him. He will do all my will. And the prophet Samuel was still bragging and still parading before God, crying for Saul. God said, don't talk to me. I am joyful about something. There is a new discovery. Samuel, enter into it. Move to the next level. Join with me in this chariot. I have found a man who will do all my, not some, all my will. So you can see man has an impediment. Something always stops man from the will of God. When he does it, he's doing it grudgingly. But there is something man does with a lot of pleasure. They do something with good, they enjoy it. They do it pleasure. They have pleasure in it. But when it comes to that of God, what happens, sir? Yes, we know. You know why? There is no gain in it for him. He's just going to serve it, and nobody will know him at the end of it. And all these people will gain on their own children. Not me. Nobody will remember me. But I want something that has the stamp of approval of my name. I'm doing it for me. Something I love to do. Something I want to do, man. You understand? Oh, we are doing ministry. Oh, praise God. Then I will move every people. Then, like Nimrod. Everybody shout hallelujah. Mortar, straw. This one, carry this one. Up, we are going up, building. We are building our thing. The building plan we should sell to God's people is this one. What profits God? What profits you? What will profit you is this one. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Building you up inside. I was talking to a minister of the gospel who was under a pastor, popular minister, I won't mention name, just gisting. I thank God for my pastor. I said, really, how was it? Why? He said, yeah, you know, a pastor has something about him. He can enlarge you, you know. I'm a doctor, but there's a way I was practicing medicine, but there's this thing, the pastor, he just tinted it. He touched it up, and I was able to blow it beyond just the normal medicine practicing. Now I have my clinic, and there's a touch of excellence that I gain from him. you know. Then another person, the same church, there's this thing about my pastor. I've been an issue for a long time. But when I met him, am I talking to you? There's this excellence touch he gave to me. I said, is that all you learned from your pastor? Your pastor was unable to impact you with what is of God. Tango for excellency. What a man has is what a man will give. What is called excellence? I believe in people doing things well in the natural. But what is excellent to me, if you see me, I don't like anything ugly in the natural. I want it well. Amen. But I love something. Somebody may not be excellent in packaging. Do you have God in you? That is glory. Everybody shout hallelujah. Do you possess Christ? Not flower dressing. Are you getting me? On the outside, and you're ugly on the inside. What is excellent is not to die, not to be decaying on the inside. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Are we there? So Holy Spirit will keep on being the sealing or the seal of every believer and the only inheritance a believer will have until the redemption. Have you seen it, sir? Until the redemption. Holy Ghost just there. But the time will come. Holy Ghost said, I don't want to be the only one who seals you, but I want you to go for more. And that's why I came into you. The Father gave you to me, or gave you to me, and I am now living on the inside of you to make you move up in the order of inheritance. To receive more, and to be able to receive more, the purchased possession must be redeemed. Now, I told you that there's no way for promise to be actualized except through faith. Have I taught them?
Yes,
but this church had not received the inheritance, the promise, apart from the Holy Ghost. Not so. Even though they had faith. So their faith was not enough to communicate the inheritance. At least they have enough faith to receive what's the Holy Ghost. But the faith for receiving the rest of the inheritance has not been communicated to them. Now, for the Holy Ghost to bring them into a greater inheritance, He has to open their eyes to the door of faith that will allow them come into more inheritance. That tells you that the Holy Ghost is not supposed to be the stop of the inheritance. There is still more. Holy Ghost is just the start. Token, part payment, partial inheritance. And because it's so, and saying what debars the Holy Ghost, what debars the rest from not coming, because the purchased possession was not yet redeemed. So when the purchased possession had experienced redemption, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then what will happen, sir? then the inheritance will be full. So because of this, I also, verse 14, wherefore in this, in view of this, in lieu of this, I also, after I heard of your faith, I knew you had faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. You have had faith and I love your faith, but it's just telling me that with all that faith, you're unable to receive more. But the report of your faith has come to us,
yes, sir,
that now we can go up. Therefore, I began to pray again for you, so that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may what, sir? Give unto me, unto you, one, the spirit of one, and revelation. Where? I love the word knowledge of him, the law. I want to bring you into a strength that you don't have. You don't know. You had faith, but you have little strength. But right now, I need to bring you into a greater strength for another inheritance. So the next level inheritance need a greater strength for to get it. And that's why you need knowledge. Nothing, not knowledge of anything, but the knowledge of God, of him, of him. Hey, knowing him. Now, knowing him will lead to the eyes of your kai. So they have the Holy Ghost, but their eyes was not enlightened.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't understand me. They have Holy Ghost, but that couldn't what, sir?
Enlighten their eyes.
So I can have Holy Ghost. I can even have faith. I can even love the same. But what happens to my eyes of understanding? It's still darkened. So, but something shocks me. What surprised me here? The spirit of wisdom. I can have Holy Ghost and not have the spirit of wisdom and the revelation. I need to pray. Somebody was praying for them to have it. They don't have it. So he said, God will give that to you. That tells you something about this Holy Ghost. It's even mysterious.
Yes, sir.
Everybody shout out. So you need the spirit of wisdom and what?
And
the revelation. Where? In the knowledge of him. So when the spirit of wisdom and revelation comes, it communicates him. Spirit of God's law. They will begin to extract the strength of God. You begin to know God. Then what happens to my eyes? It will be enlightened. I love the word enlightened. It was not enlightened before, but now it will be enlightened. So, hello, sir. God, the next level of inheritance can't come to a darkened saint. A saint that is not enlightened. It means when I bring that blessing to an unenlightened saint, what will he say to it? He would despise it. And if we are not careful, what will he do? He would turn and rend it. Trample the treasure. Hallelujah. Oh God. Kamalato granos. It's just like giving a little child a car key, not just a car key. What key is that? A Rolls Royce key. Junior, this is your home. La 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 la. He doesn't see it. Hallelujah. He doesn't have growth to appreciate it. So you can see why God can't give himself to us. We will never appreciate him when he comes. We are so different in our mind to the inheritance. It's just like Abraham. Don't blame Abraham. We are somehow worse than Abraham. God came to him and said, I am your shield and exceeding great reward. And God said, Abraham said, what do you do? See me go childless. No, I just want to see, are you seeing the division, the disparity? God said, I want to be your reward. I am the... God was, look at me, sir. God was boasting. Look at me. I am the exceeding great reward. God said, mm-mm. You've not. God is love, sir. Loving being. Amen. God is awesome. That was a love affair with Abraham. Came to his level. I am your shield. And what, sir? Abraham said, what do you do? Seeing me, you are seeing me. Many of you, you are talking to God, you are seeing me. God is, you are seeing me. Actually, God is seeing you. He's seeing you and you think you are actually aspiring without that thing. He's looking at you. Kind. But God's hand is not short. God is seeing it. But God wants your attention. He wants to give you the thing. So Abraham was still mentioning a child before God. God said, child, what of me? I am the real child. Don't you know Abraham, a child also? When you see children, they talk of me. I am the child. The wisdom of child, it's me. Don't you know Abraham, you don't want to be my father? Abraham, you don't want to give birth to me? So Abraham, you can't father me. Abraham said, I need the proper one. I'm not talking about the one. I told one lady, was telling me, she came for a counsel. I said, sister, wait, God wants to give you a wonderful child. I said, no, I don't want. Is it that I don't? She told me, I don't like that wonderful child. I don't want a John the Baptist. I need something like real. Give me anyone that can walk. I just want a real child now. Anyone's okay. I said, no. Is that, you not talk that spiritual language here? Don't procrastinate my blessing. He said, now that child is too heavy. I need, even if it is a weak one, I don't need what human beings have. she had become faithless. And that heart truncated God's blessing. Because God has a future for you.
Yes.
I said, God wants to bless you. But you must learn to receive and appreciate for to receive the blessing. Abraham did not. That tells you a man is a miserable thing. Low. Very low. Very low. And all of you, as I'm talking to you, I'm also careful with you. Sincerely, because I don't want to offend you. I said this purposely to get something out of you. I want you to fall in love with real gift. Is it possible? I know I wasn't there one day. Praise God. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One time I wanted to go to America. Shout hallelujah. Let me give you the testimony. As a preacher, you know, in those days, the vision of every preacher is travel abroad, oh boy, don't change. So I went to the embassy. I carried my little baby. And I said, we went there before the counter interviewing us. The lady said, I want to help you, but I can't help you. Things are not complete. Wow. I said, this is the deal. This is it. Don't deal. Everything I'm supposed to. I said, Lord, when I got home, I just kept quiet. My wife knew something was wrong with me. And I know my wife loved Jesus too much. And I didn't want her to advise me. And I was watching her, and she knew. You know, there's a way you'll be talking. And from afar, she was monitoring me, looking for the right time to talk to me. That my husband, wow, this gentle, lovely man has come to a place. I just felt disappointed. I said, Lord, I've been following you. I've been seeing the contradiction. Just why can't you make me smile? Everywhere I go, you don't make me smile. I praise you. But this one, at least, bring the smile. Let that sunshine. Are you getting me? But why did you do? Finally, I said to him, I said, why don't you like Guten? Talk to me. You don't like anything good. Why? I wasn't talking to Satan, because I knew somewhere in my heart, I knew deeply somebody was dealing with me, not Satan. His sister told me, why did you tell the truth? I said, no, I can't but tell the truth. I can't lie because of this. No. I said, but I just want God to speak on my behalf on this case that I cross beyond the sea. Am I communicating to you? And God is like, God, why are you delaying things? That day. Everybody say that day.
That night.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the middle of the night, around 3 a.m., I didn't go to the same bed to sleep with my. I slept in the room. My wife just, she didn't come into the sitting room. She stayed in between the sitting room and where? And the other room. She was looking at me. Sweetheart. I said, what? Sweetheart. God is good. I said, the friend of Jesus is talking to me right now. She was talking about pain. I think God wanted to slay a king inside me. That day, God killed America. What did God kill?
America.
But he died with pain. That was a king in my heart. When I looked at that scenario, I once said, God, thank you, you didn't allow that king to escape. I would have been ugly. I would have been wrong. Lord, what would I have given to the generation you want me to meet? Is it ugliness? I just looked at myself. Anytime I look at myself, hallelujah. You know, do you know it's an American preacher who had me taught many years ago. More than 12, 13 years ago. I'm talking more than 14 years ago, 15 years ago. Had me taught. You know, they know how to talk. He said, wow. I was preaching. He wasn't videoing me. He was videoing the rest. When he had me talk, he just picked his camera. He was glued. Where is this one from? Then he said, I sat down. Please, can I take you out? He took me to Sheraton. Wow. Man, you got skills. I said, what do you mean by that? Innocent boy. I said, what do you mean by skills? Huh? You got skills, man. See the way you're playing with the Old Testament. You know, God's insisted. How many books are in the Bible? The Old Testament is more. There are more things in there. I say, yes, sir. Yeah. God's skills. Then he never allowed me to rest. Then he took me aside and said,
you want to come to America? I said, no, it don't happen. It don't happen. Everybody said, then another time I preached, they heard me. I said, did you enjoy the message? You need to go to America. You'll blow it up. Did you hear what I said? He said, I will set it ablaze. What is inside you? That's what Satan said to me.
Yes, so.
So I just saw myself blow it up. But God was set. God said, I will blow you up. And you know, and I thank God, God blew me. It shattered that thing until I died. And I kept on announcing that death. On the pulpit, I am dead. I am free. Corruption died. Abraham has to die. How many of you know? Finally, the child Abraham requested for, they gave it to him. And they watched him when he was of age. And I said, can you go and kill the same child? Because you cannot obtain the promise with this baby. I said, you are a kind of a man. I'm taking you to my mountain. He said, climb up the mountain with your baby that I gave you. You made me do something I'm not supposed to do. Are you listening to me? Now is high time. That has just delayed you from receiving the promise. So I elongated the time of promise to be obtained. I have given you the baby. Now with this baby, can you go? That's the order. So Abraham wanted to kill the baby. I said, hey, now I know. He didn't say, I know. Now. Before I didn't know, but now. That you what, sir? You fear me. That what fear means, you love me. You regard me. I hope you don't. Do you like this message then?
Yes.
I hope I'm. Am I touching something?
Yes.
Shout hallelujah. This
hallelujah.
This is part of your lesson in redemption. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your only child. We have our only child. Our only child is not necessarily our physical child. We have our only child. Say, I have my child. Give it to God. He won't take the child away. Amen. Just kill the child. Don't let God kill the child. Kill the child yourself. And when you kill that your child, amen, God will raise you up. Tell yourself, you and this child is not stronger than you. God is your child. Abraham received Jesus Christ and gave back to the Lord in the flesh many years after. I say you will receive the promise.
Amen.
Holy Ghost will teach you to receive the promise. If Abraham never saw God giving himself, when God was giving himself to him, it's possible we may not see God when he's wanting to offer himself to us. He said, oh God, where are thou, oh Lord? He said, I'm here, saints. But he's here. He's singing this. God is around you. God is your father. God loves you. There is a pain in God's heart. Sister Ogochi, is to give us what belongs to us. You have something with him. And I would tell you truth. Nothing can be compared to you having God. And he's going to do it.
Amen.
And he's going to surprise you.
Amen.
And he will give you other things with him.
Amen.
Everybody, I want to give you a word of knowledge for the future. It's for your future. No, but none of you would depart to meet with the Lord regretting future.
Amen.
If you can stay here, I'm telling you, you will look back today and remember this word, that Jesus had not disappointed me. Honestly, you'll say that. Just follow this word. The way may not be too clear, but keep on going on.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am talking to you because some of you, you've been in churches where pastors do not know who you are. They don't understand how God is dealing with you. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know God understands. That's why God created this place for you, where you can be comforted, where you can be encouraged. You will now see people like yourself. Am I talking to you? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to encourage you. I am saying to you, there's a word of knowledge now. Your future, you will look back at your future. You will now know you have not really wasted time.
Mm.
God told me, no, none of you will die with regret here.
Yeah.
By time, this time, maybe 40, 50 years, 60 years, you'll be laughing. You'll be giving thanks. You'll be rejoicing. That's how it should be. It's not the immediate. When you are meeting with God, he's not thinking of 2 years. God is thinking about six generations. When you are with him, even though you arrive at his presence, he's looking, talking to you. He's talking to your fourth generations. He's talking to your children's children. God is thinking about your daughter. When he's dealing with you, he's thinking about, he's not, it may not even be you. That's how God is dealing. It may not be you. He's thinking about you. That's your daughter. Your daughter's daughter. When God is thinking about fourth generation, it comes to a mark time with the first before the fourth. And deal with him. And you'll be thinking you are the guy. Meanwhile, he's thinking of that other one. Everybody shout hallelujah. We don't know who we are receiving these for. So don't trunk.
So,
Yeah.
Think of the immediate alone, but think even as I think. Agree with me on my ground. For I am dealing not just with you. I am dealing with things that will stream out from you. Things that have streamed out from you. Even with your past.
Human to heart to be. Enough to be. Ubuntul, imantul, inamantul man, inaman man mantul man man, inamantul, man 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 mantul many man many 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 many.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, you are buying things even from your generation. You are buying things even for your generation. For you are bringing even mantles. You are bringing even coverings. You are bringing even blessings. Even blessings that will rub off even on your generation. For your world is purifying even your past. I'm purifying even the path of those that are going to come after you. For you are inheriting things. You are inheriting atmospheres. You are inheriting coverings. You are inheriting blessings that will stay even on the generation after you. That will stay even on the generation after them. That will stay even on the generation that will come after. For such blessings, for such coverings will stay on them, but they will find the God of their father. But you are coming into covenant with me. You are coming into covenant with me. Even as you lay down your life, even as you choose to die, even as you live by dying, even as you walk with me. See, Ungozi also will come into this place. See, Jimuza also will come into this place. See, Tade also will come into this place.
Hallelujah. Praise him forevermore. Now there is a word from one of our brother. It says, this is how he puts it, cutting covenants, a cold semicolon, men cutting covenants with God, changing courses of destiny. So it's clear, what is happening in this place is like covenants are being cut. You are coming into new covenants by the things you are hearing. Shout hallelujah. We are hearing things that is making us make new resolves. Are you getting in that? I read that resolve against the things we have made in our soul, consciously, unconsciously. Everybody shout hallelujah. I love these men cutting covenants with God. You know, this is season of covenants by washing. When God sprinkles the word, we take in the word. The words are spirit, they are life. Then when they find place in you and make in your heart, depending on how you agree. Some of us may not do that quickly. Let me check it. You are not, the word has not caught you. So but let the word cut you and make that agreement. Hallelujah. When you make that agreement, that covenant has been done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see all these things? You see all these things? They are promises of the covenant. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, our brother. We can see that. Let's see. Isaiah 54. Finally. I'm not preaching again. Because we need to go quickly. I'm unable to teach this message today. I know next time we'll still teach it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 55. Yeah, or 54. Okay. Praise God. 54 is not. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 2 say, wherefore do you spend
money for that which is not bread. Hallelujah. Now that word many is your strength, your henny. It's not really physical money. Ability to go for something. For that which is not bread. Your labor for that which satisfies not. Now this is how to spend wisely. Hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Then 3 says, can we retreat? All of us, can we recept verse 3 together? Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear. And what will I do? And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. So you can see it is by hearing that we make covenant. Thank God. When you are coming here, what are you doing? So that's why it is not just normal church service. The way we do church service. This is how church service should be. It's season of covenants. Hallelujah. So covenant time are different from coming to sing. Are you getting me? And go back home. Hey, we have symposium today. We have. Meanwhile, Satan's covenant is surviving. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
We should be serious about covenants. Amen. God is writing his law in our hearts. And also deleting others. The other law. It's by coming like this that you take out things. And things stays. Hallelujah. Keep on hearing. You will make covenants with him. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sweetheart.
Hallelujah. Father, we give glory to your name, your God. Thank you, God Almighty, for this privilege in your presence. Thank you for causing us to hear your word. Our God's covenant with you. Thank you because this covenant will stay.
Yes, ma'am.
It will remain in us.
Amen.
It will rule us.
Amen.
It will live by
him. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are not turn aside from that which we have fed, but we will walk in there.
Amen.
We will compete with them.
Amen.
We will take what put in there.
Amen.
100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because we are not going to forget from here. We will be doer of the work that we might be blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God, because you continue to open our eyes so that we can see you, we can know you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I think the word around is those who are not regular or those who are not coming in here, I sense God wants to bring many back. There needs to be a restoration spirit.
Amen.
There is some kind of power now happening here. I don't know why that just came. You know, God is visiting people and bringing those who are weak, those who have lack strength to continue, but they will come back.
Amen.
Yes, thank you so much. You are blessed.